Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Feeling Alive. I'm super excited today to be here with you all. And my name is Cynthia Akarachi. And today we'll be sharing affordable acupuncture. And I'm super excited to have Andy Wegman here with me. And he's going to teach us how we can locate acupuncture clinics all around the United States. And he's also going to share with us how this came about through the POCA co-op, which is a co-op that was started. In order to start it, they had to find a group of people that came together who wanted to have affordable acupuncture. And this group is called POCA, which means People's Organization of Community Acupuncture. And this group not only has acupuncture clinics, but they also have acupuncture tech school where you can learn how to be an acupuncturist at an affordable rate also. And Andy has truly been devoted to this work for a long time. His heart is into it, and him and a few others have been organizing both POCA tech and POCA with the clinics all around the United States and getting this off the ground. I'm super excited to have Andy here. I've been going to the clinic now for, I don't remember, I think it's 4 or 5 years. And it's a great community. It's a great way to get acupuncture that's affordable. And I want to welcome Andy. Andy, are you on the line? Let me put your mic on. Hold on. Hi, Andy. Are you there?
I am here.
Yay! I love technology when it works. Yay, I'm excited.
Nice.
So first, I'm excited to have you here. I want to share first a little bit about where you started with acupuncture and to get everyone up to speed on who you are, and then we'll go into this exciting clinic, affordable clinic with the POCA.
Sure.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, it sounds great. Thanks for the nice intro. It's always kind of funny to be introduced in that way. It's really sweet.
I've seen your hard work through the years. So I just honor your dedication that you've been putting into this. And I know it hasn't been easy at times, but you keep going and putting it into fruition. And it's a big undertaking because you started this. You were one of the founders from what you told me, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, without wanting to get off topic, I mean, I've also seen the work that you and every person who comes to the clinic does to sort of show yourself up and, you know, get a few little needles poked in and take your rest. It's you know, the sort of the piece of POCA is sort of acknowledging that it's not just about acupuncturists. We're kind of a part of the assembly line, if you will. Like, without folks like yourself who want to come and work some stuff out, we're useless. And just like you need us, we need you. And, you know, that's where POCA was born, with this idea that there's a mutuality, if you will. You know, we're all in this together. And so if we're going to be offering acupuncture treatments at a rate that most people can afford, I shouldn't say most people, that many people can afford, on that sliding scale, that, you know, we also need to see a lot of people in order to make it work financially for us as workers and clinic owners, and also to make sure that we stay in the black, you know, as a business. Mm-hmm. So we're all in it together. And, you know, it's worked in a lot of different places. Cities, rural areas, suburban areas, here in Manchester, of course, Manchester, New Hampshire. So, yeah, thank you for the pat in the back, but you get one too.
Okay, I'll take that. I just remember my first treatment. You took my pulse and you put in the needles, and I was just in awe with how quick you just knew exactly which treatment you were going to do, and the needles went in, and you were on your way to, you know, the next chair or the next person, whoever was there. I don't remember how busy it was that day, but I do know that when after we spoke and I shared what was going on with the pulse, you just knew what you were doing, like bang, all the needles were in. And where I've experienced other places where it takes a long time for them to think about where the needles are going, where the needle needs to go, and your accuracy is just fascinated me. And I was like, wow, this is cool. So I want to share what, you know, how you got to that, because you started 16 years ago, right? Like how did you start?
Yep. Like many beautiful things in my life, I sort of stumbled onto stuff that seemed to be a good fit. And, I think the short story is I went to an acupuncture school down in Massachusetts. It's a pretty well-known one in the acupuncture world anyway. And, it's a post-grad program. And upon graduating, I wasn't sure that I was going to be actually practicing. Like a lot of acupuncturists who graduate from a program, you're kind of on your own. You don't just open the newspaper and find a job as an acupuncturist. It's not really how it works. And, you're basically on your own to either start a business or find the tiny needle in the haystack, no pun intended, like I managed to do just by sheer luck, grace, whatever the hell you want to call it, of finding a job as an acupuncturist. I was living in Cambridge, Mass at the time, where I'd lived for a lot of years, and got a call from a doctor up here in Manchester who was looking to hire an acupuncturist to help work in their private rehab doctoring therapy office. And, I got offered a job right out of school, which is just completely unheard of, I realized years later. Was able to kind of, get my sea legs, get my clinic legs, as it were, and learn my craft a bit, thanks to the folks who came in and got treated. Most people, period, aren't aware that, acupuncture is really simple, beautifully simple, but it tends to be expensive. And the way it has been delivered in the United States has modeled itself after like massage therapy or chiropractic to some degree, where it's one person and one practitioner in one room, and you have to pay a good amount of money for that to work for the practitioner. So, market rates for acupuncture in a private room setting are anywhere from, say, 50 to 150 bucks a session, depending on where you are in the country, in the States. And during my time working at the doc's office, I met lots of folks who I thought I could help, that the acupuncture would be helpful, but they couldn't afford coming in very often at all. And frankly, I couldn't afford the rates that we charged very often at all either. I was making a decent little living as a new practitioner of $30,000 a year, but I couldn't afford $60 a treatment very often, which was basically an hour. And that was a bummer. To know you might be able to be of use to folks, but unavailable financially. It puts a lot of pressure on you as a practitioner to like perform a miracle because you weren't going to see someone very often. And B, more often you knew they weren't going to be back because it's just too damn expensive. So the story basically is I found out about some people out in Portland, Oregon who were fooling around with a different delivery system. So instead of treating one person an hour for 60, they treated four for 15, and the dollars added up. I mean, it added up, meaning it made sense.
Nice.
Yeah, and instead of one person in one room, it was four people in a room in recliners, like Lazy Boy recliners. and they were starting to refine the clinic systems and the business portion of it. And that group later became known as Working Class Acupuncture in Portland, Oregon. And instead of hoarding what they were learning, they wanted to include other people, and mostly acupuncturists at that point, in what they were doing. So it was all kind of open source and tech parlance, right? It wasn't like, oh, we know something, we're going to charge you money to come and learn it. They were and are very open to sharing everything they know. And it came to pass that there were a bunch of acupuncturists around the country and the world, for that matter, who became interested in what they were doing. And they kind of got overrun with people coming out to Portland, Oregon to see their clinic and visit and ask questions. So they created an organization that was basically a practitioner support organization. It was the precursor to POCA. That they called CAN, the Community Acupuncture Network, for whatever that's worth. And it was an online presence that basically gave all the acupuncturists and a few patients, a few people who just got treated, a place to come online and share their experiences with the clinic model and start to tear it apart. Tear it apart in a way that I mean, like, dive into it deeply, like from a cultural point of view, from a class point of view, from a financial point of view, from a business point of view, and just all share our experiences about what works, what doesn't, why are we doing
this? Is that still up and running, or is that just the forefront of it all?
Exactly. Yeah, the latter. Yeah, it kind of gets assumed by POCA. Yeah, I mean, the reason why is, again, we quickly realized, like, there's a big piece of this missing. We're all a bunch of acupuncturists. Punks, as we call ourselves. Acupunks is just easier to say. You know, we're all a bunch of acupuncts who, you know, like, it's almost like the other side of the equation isn't involved in this, the people who get treated at the clinics. And we realized after a few years that we needed to make an organization that included anyone who's interested in making affordable acupuncture happen more widely. And that includes patients, it includes organizations who supply different things to keep clinics running, like needles or different products, and other organizations, t-shirt manufacturers, you know, anyone who wants to take part in creating more affordable acupuncture around mostly North America, but a few other places as well. And that's what POCA is. POCA is a place for all people who want to see more affordable acupuncture to take part in that. In the meantime, clinics like ours in Manchester and Nashua and lots of other places have solidified and refined our systems and expanded and hired. And, you know, I think it's very clear to many of us that if you can just set a price that allows more people to come check out acupuncture and see if it's useful for them, that people will do that. And there are, I don't know how many clinics at this point, I don't know, say well over 400 clinics in North America who run their shops similarly to ours in Manchester. Fees are on a sliding scale. 15 to 35 per treatment with no income verification. You choose what you want to pay each time you're there. Treatments are done in a common space. It's a big old room with a bunch of lazy boy recliners. And you come in and you take it. The acupuncture is there for the taking. It's not us to hand you on a little silver platter. You come and use it as you want to. And many people find it a helpful tool. And so that's really what it's all about.
Yeah. I'll share how I found your clinic. I was living in Portsmouth at the time, and I was excited to have acupuncture done because of all that. What I knew that it was calming my nervous system down.
Yep.
I had a very, very high speed. I would call it, people would say panic attack type energy, where I was just very disarrayed from that nervous system being hyperactive, and acupuncture slowed me right down and also put me into that meditation type state of relaxation that I needed, but I couldn't afford them. And I loved going, but I was having such a difficult time doing the 3 days a week. Oh, I thought that was, sorry about that. That was my phone. So I heard of the clinic in Manchester, and I went down, and it was really hard because I had to tell my acupuncturist, I can't afford you. I'm going to the clinic now. But she understood, and I went to the clinic, and I saw the sliding scale, and I was so grateful. I'm like, wow, I can come three times, and it's just like even less than what I was paying, you know, at where I was going on the Seacoast. So, oh boy, was I relieved. And I did go three times a week for a long time, and it did help me calm the nervous system down and help me get my body more relaxed so it could heal. And when you're that stressed out, it's hard for the body to do its natural process of healing. And that's what I love about acupuncture. It brings you into that place that your body can do what it knows how to do. And I was so thankful to find the clinic. I can't even tell you. I remember doing speeches at it at Toastmasters to tell everybody, and I was just so ecstatic. I think this model is like just it's gonna, all those people that are working on their own will probably eventually find their way into one of the clinics, because it's the best way to do it. And you just explained why. It helps everybody. So I'm so thankful. Now, I wanted to ask, with the clinic has the POCA, each POCA, I know you ran a monthly special last month. It was $10 for POCA members. Is that a nationwide special, or is that just you choose to do it at your locations? How does that work?
Yeah, the latter. We like to support folks locally in Manchester and in Nashua who choose to become POCA members, which is pretty inexpensive, and it's got a bunch of perks that pay for the low annual membership right away. So, yeah, that's something that we do locally a few times a year. Actually, we got a free POCA member day coming up on International Co-op Day, which is, I think, July 3rd or the 2nd. I can't remember. So we'll pick some days or months throughout the year where we'll offer even lower discounted treatments to support POCA members. And
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. POCA membership is $25. You get a free treatment on the week of your birthday. You get a bunch of, I think, three free passes for friends or family to try out acupuncture at other POCA clinics. I think, when I hear your story again, it just reminds me of so many folks who are in very similar situations, who are, just looking to better manage the stress and anxiety and sleeplessness and pain that life can sometimes. And it's just so simple.
Yeah, I don't want to disclose my whole disarray at the time I met you, but I've come a long ways, and I think it's been at least 5 years now that I've been going to your clinic. So I'm just super grateful, and that's why I wanted to do this interview, because I just want everybody to know, and I think that it's a big part of healing. The body needs to relax, and that's what you do with us is, and I didn't think I could relax with all those people in the room, but it's the way you put those sound machines and the music, and it's like low light, and it's relaxing in there. And it's surprisingly, it's just, I love it. I just can't say how much more I love it, but So let's see, the next thing you started doing was the POCA tech. Are we done talking about POCA? Is that enough?
Sure.
Understanding?
Yeah, I mean, POCA tech was, a little bit of background. It's kind of a funny situation to be an acupuncturist in the States because, as I said earlier, it's not easy to find work. You're leaving school with an amount of debt usually. Acupuncture programs these days are usually somewhere around 80 to 100 or 150 grand for a 3-year program. And, unless you're independently wealthy, you're leaving with a good amount of debt and then you're endeavoring to open a business. And the nature of the acupuncture programs required a lot of us running community acupuncture clinics to sort of deprogram the graduates from the average acupuncture school in order to make for a good community acupuncturist. The nature of what it takes to be an acupuncturist in one of the POCA clinics is a pretty different skill set than it takes to be a good private room acupuncturist. It's really kind of a different ball game. Meaning many employers, many clinic owners who are looking to expand hours and add shifts and fill vacancies for acupuncturist positions in our clinics have been bamboozled. Well, that's the wrong word. We've been hamstrung by the lack of qualified practitioners who are wanting to work in our clinics. I'm losing my train of thought here a little bit. So there's this sort of, there's this thing going on, Cynthia, where most acupuncturists who are leaving the average acupuncture schools are out of the business very quickly. There's a stat in the acupuncture world that it's estimated that 7 out of 10 of us are completely out of the business of providing acupuncture 5 years after graduating a program. So 7 out of 10 of us are just completely out of biz. And those that are working are usually working very part-time. So you would think that there would be acupuncturists who'd be wanting work, like looking for work. But what we're finding as owners and employers is the pool of people who are looking for jobs in our acupuncture clinics, our community clinics, is actually really small. And frankly, there's a lot of competition among the employers for finding good practitioners, good acupuncturists who want to work at our clinics who we can then train up. And so we realized pretty quickly that if we were going to be able to further the goal of the POCA clinics to make more clinics and expand the current ones and provide more services, that we were going to have to start our own school, one that didn't hamstring graduates with a lot of debt and one that provided an education and a training that would be more appropriate for the type of work that we do as community acupuncturists. And so, it's a lot of work. I'm involved to a degree, but there are lots of other folks involved in POCA Tech who have worked very hard to get the program up and running. We now have 2 cohorts. At the first POCA Tech campus in Providence, in Portland, Oregon. So there are 2 working cohorts of students, and we're about to start our 3rd year of classes out in Portland. We're in the process of getting the program accredited, so sort of approved by the accrediting agency. It's a long process. It's expensive, but it's underway, and it's really satisfying. It's sweet. The program is also a 3-year program. It will cost $25,000 for the entire program, or it does cost about $25,000, I should say, for the entire 3 years. And it provides a fantastic education, if I don't say so myself, being one of the minor members of faculty. And it's a beautiful thing. But it is in the process of being accredited. And so we're in the middle of that sort of initial process of getting students in a position to take national exams and graduate with a degree that will allow them to enter the workforce. I hope I've made that easy
to
understand.
Yeah, that sounds... Yeah, well, it sounds like it sounds like this show would be really helpful for those 7 out of 10 acupuncturists that are no longer doing acupuncture to know that there is a clinic format now, and that there is, you know, this is still fairly new. This is only, how long has POCA been around? It's not, I mean, it takes at least 10 years for something to be, you know, a little bit known, but how long has this been going on?
Yeah, POCA started, POCA ratified as a co-op, I believe, in 2011. Yeah, so POCA is 5 years old, or will be in October. POCA Tech started its first class 2 years ago. So you're right. I mean, it's all very new. And there's actually a lot of work that's been done so far. It's great. It's almost all volunteer-driven. I'm talking about POCA Tech. There are positions that are paid. But it's all an endeavor for people who give a hoot about just making sure that things move ahead for more affordable treatments, yeah.
Well, this is great. You guys... are really lucky to have found a model that works. Well, and we are lucky. I mean, acupuncturists are lucky, and the recipients are very lucky. And it's, I just can't say enough how much the 3 times a week visit is important when you first start, and or if you have an acute symptoms going on. It does take time for that you know, multiple visits during a week for the body to restore. Can you explain why that is? Because a lot of people think one treatment and then they're done, or yeah, one a month. And
yeah, sure. I mean, it all depends on the situation that folks are in. You know, I think for someone who is faced with a pretty intense issue, whatever it may be, whether it's emotional or physical or a combination of both, if their situation is intense, you know, scale of 1 to 10, 10 is wrap me up, take me to the hospital, I don't know what the heck to do with myself, and, you know, 1 or 0 is life couldn't be better. If things are up in that 7, 8, 9, 10 range, it's often the case, not unlike medication, where you need a certain dose to help things simmer down. I'll give an example, and this happens unfortunately quite often. We'll meet someone who is sort of emotionally at the end of their rope, a lot of anxiety, sleep is lousy, you know, there's physical pain, and it's a really intense situation. Well, the way to use acupuncture in that type of situation is to use it often over a short period of time. So, you know, taking the proverbial pot of boiling water off the stove as quickly as possible, if you will. And acupuncture treatments tend to be cumulative in their effect. So you want to get someone in and give them a chance to cool down as quickly as possible in order to see changes as quickly as possible. And that's for an intense situation. I'd say the average person who we see at our clinics is coming in with maybe a not so intense but more chronic situation, like tendonitis, you know, a situation that's like a 5 or 6 out of 10. That's a bear, but it's not an emergency. And for those folks, we'll normally recommend coming in, say, a couple days a week for 3-4 weeks and using that as a period of time for them, to give them a chance to figure out if it's a useful tool or not. And along the way, they're welcome to pay whatever the heck they want. Where our clinic in Manchester happens to be open every day of the year. So we try to make it as easy for people to come in as possible. There are definitely folks who are unfamiliar with how acupuncture might work. Most people who come to our shops have never had acupuncture. But part of that first visit is to sort of set expectations. Sit down, share a bit of information, and have a conversation like I'm talking to you about how this works and how often that they should be there, based on our best guess. Just to be very clear, folks aren't signing contracts. They're coming in and they're getting our best guess for how they should use it. And then it's up to them to figure out if they like it at that first visit and if they want to come and dip their toes in the water for a little bit and take a series of deep rests, basically, and give their bodies and minds a chance to chill out and simmer down a bit.
Yeah, it definitely balanced me out. I know that the acupuncture was a very pivotal part of that transition for my body to really begin to heal. So I know when I go in a lot too, my favorite question is, why'd you put that needle there? What's that spot? What is that? And Andy actually wrote a book for people like me. Why did you put that there? Which is the most common question. And he sells this book on Amazon, and he has it he has it at the studio, Manchester Acupuncture Studio. And so
And available for free on our website.
It's on your – he has a newsletter, too, that is on the website. You can sign up. Do you sign up for the newsletter and you get the book, or how does that work? Is it easy to find on the website?
Yeah, you don't have to sign up for the clinic newsletter to get the book. Book's available on our website, which is manchesteracupuncturestudio.org, so .org. You just hop on the website. Look for a link to why did you put that needle there. And I'm just going to grab my doggy before he starts barking. And you can just download the book for free. I mean, the book was written to be read, and it is available for hard copies on Amazon and some other places. But I think the listeners of the program, if they wanted to get the most common questions about acupuncture answered like I personally answer them, that'd be a good place to start.
I got the book because that's why I make a good host. I just always want to know everything, and I ask a lot of questions. And Andy says to me when I get my treatment the first time, why don't you buy my book? And then when I ask he goes,
say buy the book. I hope I gave you a copy.
No, you probably gave me a book, but meaning get the book.
Yeah,
I don't know if he said buy or not, but I did get the book, and I even asked when, their staff there is great, by the way. I love your staff, everyone, the acupuncturists and the people that greet and schedule us. So I just got to say that while I'm thinking of it, because they're wonderful. They're amazing.
Yeah. And I'm glad you said that because I just wanted to sort of say this piece, which is, it's not, the culture of our clinics. How do I say this? It's not the Andy show. It's about creating a space for lots of people to work, lots of people to get treated. I'm one of five, and I'm glad to hear you say that. We have a really great crew. Crew's been around a long time. It's really stable, good people who do good work, and there are lots of other clinics around the country who can say the same about their shops. It is important to me that it's not the Andy show. It's I'm one piece of the puzzle there.
Yes, but I tend to go on the off days, like the holiday time, because I need that the day for when I like having acupuncture on holidays. I knowing that it's open and that I can get a chair. And so Andy usually is there at least part of the day. So that's how I know his heart's in it. He's so devoted to this, both Manchester and Nashua. And I was there on Mother's Day with my mother, and she had a wheelchair, was wheelchair accessible. And she enjoyed it. She's been many times, but she hadn't been in a while. So that was a treat for me to get her there again. And I can't tell you how much love these guys have when you go in, and you just feel so cared for. And it's just a simple, the needles don't hurt. It's simple. They take your pulse and ask you what your complaint or what your discomfort is, and the needles go in and you rest for as long as you want. And when you're ready, you just get up. You wait for them to take the needles out, and then you're on your way. So the model's awesome. I love it.
That is cool.
So is there anything else you want to share? I know that you just had some anniversaries recently. It's your birthdays for both clinics, isn't it, in the spring?
Yeah, ironically, both our clinics opened on the same day of the year, which was totally not planned. Technically June 18th of 2007 and then 2013. This year, we're passing off the Manchester shop for a birthday. We have a 10th birthday next year, so we'll have a big thing. But this year down in Nashua, New Hampshire, we've got a big free day going on. Actually, this Saturday, the 25th, function for whoever wants to come down from 9 to 1 on Saturday, the 25th of June, 2016. Folks who are new to acupuncture are welcome. It's a pretty casual thing. You come in, check it out. I guess that's the big news. We got a sale going on, a kind of biannual sale in July. Yeah, all that kind of good stuff. We try to keep things interesting.
The sale is the card where you buy multiple.
Yep, prices at the clinic are always on a sliding scale of 15 to 35. We have not raised our prices in 9 years. We don't plan to. But twice a year we offer these punch cards that are five treatments for $65.
Nice.
So that goes on in July and January, or it has anyway. This July we'll definitely be selling them. It's a good time to, like, come check it out if you're acupuncture curious on the 25th down in Nashua for nothing. And then if you dig it, you can get a little discount on a handful of treatments for sure. Yeah, thank you for
that's
that.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a good thing.
It's I can't stress enough how good this program is. And if you're wondering and you haven't experienced acupuncture, and go on Saturday. That I didn't even know that was planned. So it wasn't. We didn't do this to promote a free day, but you might as well grab it while you can.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Is there anything else that you want to share about POCA or the tech school or your clinic?
I think, the message for folks is always that whether acupuncture is new or you have experience with it, you have options that are more affordable in the realm of acupuncture. And if you're in a location, where there is a POCA clinic or another affordable acupuncture clinic in the area, you have a really great opportunity to get some acupuncture often, or as you need it, as often as you need it, at a rate that you might not be aware of is available. So I would encourage people to go on to the POCA website and find a clinic near them. There's a nifty little map where you put in your zip code and it'll spit out the nearest clinics. The POCA website is pocacoop.com. So POCACOOP, pocacoop.com. And you can find a ton of information about all sorts of things related to affordable acupuncture. But you can also find, again, listings as clinics in your area or areas of loved ones. And that might be it. We covered a lot in a little bit of time.
Okay, so yeah, could you mention your website and how they can find that newsletter and your book? Where do they go for that again?
Yep, sure. Yeah, our clinic here in southern New Hampshire, or I should say our clinics in southern New Hampshire, in Manchester and Nashua, New Hampshire. You can find us at manchesteracupuncturestudio.org, so O-R-G at the end. And you can find any and all information you want to know about us, our clinics. Again, you can get a copy of our free little book, Why Did You Put That Needle There?, to download as a PDF. It's also available in Spanish. And there's even an audio version if you want to get tortured with my voice for much longer, for me reading the book. Yeah, for me reading the book for folks who don't want to read, can't read, or otherwise just prefer to listen to a voice read to them. And it's a short little book, 50 pages. It's just questions and answers, or common questions that we get about acupuncture or acupuncture treatments or our clinics and the answers that we like to give. It doesn't take too long to read or listen to. And that's, again, at manchesteracupuncturestudio.org. And if listeners have questions, use the Contact Us form at manchesteracupuncturestudio.org. I am very happy to answer questions. In the little Why Did You Put That Needle There book, there's a list of our, I forget how many, maybe 15 conditions or situations that people may find themselves in or with or struggling with that are just total no-brainer reasons to come get acupuncture, whether it's with us or anyone else. And that's early in the little Why Did You Put That Needle There book. So if you're curious about, hey, can it be helpful for this? Can it be helpful for that? That would be a good place to start.
Right. Yeah, because acupuncture, it's a very old tradition, as we know, and it, from what I feel, is that they have a secret of unblocking the blocks in the system that makes the energy flow correctly, which gives you the ability to heal at a deep level, and that's what I tell people how acupuncture works. Does that cover a little, like, without knowing?
Sure,
it,
absolutely. It's a good explanation. We tend to not use like Chinese medical terminology because it just doesn't make sense to most people. So I think that's a great explanation. The way I might put it, in addition, is just to say that it puts people's central nervous system into the parasympathetic mode or the rest and recuperate mode instead of the go-go-go mode. So another way to say it is it revs people's engines back to first gear, whereas a lot of us are stuck, a lot of us are stuck in fourth or fifth gear. It will reliably chill you out and put you into a position where you're able much more easily to breathe more deeply, shut your eyes, get some rest. And by doing that, you're relaxing tissues, you're allowing blood and body fluids to just move more smoothly. So it's a more passive way to get things moving, as opposed to sort of pushing them through. It's allowing things to move without as much resistance, if you will.
And that's how I can best explain it.
Yeah, to be honest, I've been doing this a little while and given a lot of treatments, and I get asked a lot, and all of us do, most acupuncturists do, well, how does that really work? And I don't know the answer other than the way I just explained, to be honest. Yeah. But when you see it, when you see it over and over and over, you walk into a room, with anywhere between 2 and 20 people sort of taking naps next to each other, that's what happens. It's just, it's a big nap. And most people wake up after having thought they'd never fall asleep, as you mentioned, and being very grateful for a really good rest. A couple people who come to the clinics over the years have referred to it like getting your hard drive rebooted.
That's a good way to.
Sure, you know, lots of different ways of describing it, but it's like hitting the reset button. And you know, for some people, it can have a big effect, and others, it's more modest. But it's a rest, and usually a pretty damn good one.
Yeah, I think I was going through a little bit of adrenal burnout and just pushing and not able to. I know that, you know, as much as I was, you know, doing the yoga and doing all the practices that I was learning, when I leave the mat from being in yoga or a cushion from meditating, I'd be like full on, you know, high speed, jump in the car and go. And as I did the acupuncture, my yoga practice got better, my meditations got better, my sleep got better. It just, everything helps. They all work together. So I just know what it did for me, and I'm super excited to have Andy here because he's really busy with all that he does, being one of the organizers of POCA and POCA Tech and running two locations, Manchester and Nashua. And like I said, when I go in on the holidays, I get to see Andy and wish him whatever holiday we're celebrating. And he has his heart and soul is so into this clinic. I wanted to introduce you to all my friends in a way that they can understand, you know, what this is all about and why it's so special. So thank you for coming. I'm so psyched that we had this time, and hopefully people will learn more and find clinics around the United States.
I hope so too. And I really appreciate you asking me to come on. It's been fun.
Yeah, well, thank you for your time, and I'll be seeing you because I do still come to acupuncture, and one of my things on my as part of my I would call it more maintenance at this point because I really have come a long ways. I'm not a 3 visit a week anymore, but I do show up and get my treatments, and I'm very thankful for, you know, just thankful that we have one in my town. And if I move to a town that doesn't have one, I know where to go to get an organizer to get one in my town. So I think they should be in every town. And hopefully with this, getting the information out, if you know acupuncturists that are struggling or someone that wants to be an acupuncturist, send them this so they know, you know, this new system, right? Is that what it's called, the system or a co-op, right?
You can call it that. I'd say the co-op and the school are there to support anyone who's interested in seeing more affordable acupuncture, yeah.
Cool. All right.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Andy. I'm excited.
Talk to you soon.
I'll see you again soon, and thank you, everyone, for joining us, and we'll see you on the next show. Thank you.